We stay engaged. We implement faith. We engage in the battle and in the faith realm. Amen. We don't have to fight the battle. We just have to fight the good fight of faith, and faith will run the enemy off.
The Bible records many battles against physical giants who tried to stop God's people. The giants you face may not be visible, but they can still be conquered. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland describes how to engage your faith to win the battle.
Yesterday we were talking about why things don't happen as soon as we want them to. And today we're going to talk about running off giants. And I'm going to remember this scripture right here. If I forget it, it's 2 Samuel 23:12. You have to defend what you have sown. So I'll just start out there today. We talked about engaged. Remember the word engaged? I said some people, you know, you don't engage enough. We just have to engage and stay engaged in faith until the answer comes. We can't quit early. If we quit early, all is lost. If we quit early, everything we've stood for thus far will be to no avail. Faith is persistent. Faith is consistent. Faith fights and wins. So I told you that these three things, and Creflo said a word last night that I meant to write down and I didn't do it, but it would fit in here too, and I'm trying to think of what it is, so when we talk to him, we'll ask him. But yesterday, we started out with implement. You know, you have to implement with faith in the Word of God. That means you have to do something. You have to put the Word in your eyes, in your ears, out your mouth. Act like it's true. Talk like it's true. Believe that it's true. All those other things are the result of believing that it's true. The word implement, we have to implement with faith. That meant to carry into effect, to fulfill, to accomplish. To provide with manna for carrying into effect, or means. To provide with means for carrying into effect, or fulfill, to give practical effort to. In other words, you're not going to just float through life watching television and secular television. And I started to say Gomer Pyle, but he hadn't been around a long time. But that would have been a good example back there 100 years ago. So you're not going to just float through life watching goofy things and trivial things and, you know, expect then when trouble comes for God to be just right there on the end of your remote control. You have to walk with God, talk with God, live with God. So we have to implement. We have to, which is another way of saying release our faith. In our words and in our actions, to accomplish, to fulfill, to carry into effect. Something used or needed in a given activity, implement. That would be something that would be the noun of it, but the verb of it was to carry into effect. And then we talked about eager, or to be engaged in these things. To be engaged. You engage your faith. That means you act on the Word of God. You start talking it, you know. You engage. That would be another word to say why things don't happen. People don't engage enough. You know why? Because we're too engaged with other things. Here we are wanting to change the whole world around us, our whole realm, our whole world, and you're not going to do it on a Sunday morning. You've got to engage every day. Well, if it's faith that you engage in, faith acts, faith talks. But where does faith come from? Not from TV, secular TV. Faith comes from the Word of God. So we engage in the Word of God for our faith to become strong. And we engage our heart with the Word, and we engage our mouth with the Word. We engage. If you were going to go have a fight with somebody, you'd have to engage or you'd get beat up. Well, we're having a fight with somebody. Satan himself has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He sends his little demons out to kill, to steal, and destroy. He sends people out to do the same thing if he can get away with it. So we have to engage. We're in a warfare. It's a battle between Jesus and the devil, between right and wrong. And we're in the middle because we're still here in the earth and we're Jesus' body. Glory to God. Now, we're not in this alone. We've got God the Father on our side. We've got Jesus on our side. We've got the Holy Spirit on our side. Glory to God. We've got all the angels, almost all the. We got 2/3 of the angels on our side. 1/3 of them fell, but we got 2/3 of the angels on our side. Think about it. We've got the advantage. So we engage, we press, and we implement the Word of God. Now, I found this giant. Surely he hasn't disappeared from view already. In 2 Samuel, and I thought, I read it the other day, and I thought, man, that is a great example of pressing and engaging. Now, what was it? 2 Samuel 23. All right. Now, this was about Shem, not Shem, like in Noah's son, but S-H-A-M, Shem. It says in 2 Samuel 23, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. Now, let's go back up to 8. These are the names of the mighty men of David who had, of the mighty men whom David had. I can't say his name, but you'd laugh if I tried. He lifted up his spear also against 800 people whom he slew at one time. He engaged. Let's face it. Tachmonite, he engaged. Didn't he engage? Killed. I'm telling you, the Bible doesn't lie. He killed 800 men at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo. So he overcame being the son of Dodo. And when he defied the Philistines that were gathered together in battle, to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose. Now this guy, he arose, smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord gave a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. The people returned after him only to spoil. He fought a battle. He took his weapon and he went after him. He engaged. Glory to God. He stood in the midst of the ground. In verse 12, it says, he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it. See, when we're fighting against an enemy, we can't see him, but we hear him. He affects things if we let him. He was fighting against an enemy he could see, but listen to how it describes what he did. Both of them are a battle. We engage in a spiritual battle. He's engaged in a physical battle. He stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Isn't that odd that it says when he did this, the Lord wrought a great victory? That's not odd, really. That's just the way it is. What did he do? He engaged. That was his job. He was in the military. He was sent to engage the giant. That other guy we read about, he engaged and killed 800 giants. Well, if there's 800 giants trying to kill you, the best thing you can do is get them first. Amen. And that's the way we are with the devil. He's trying to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we have to fight the good fight of faith. And we got to go after him. Don't wait until he comes around your money and steals from you. He's a thief. He's a thief. The thief is out there. Don't wait until he tries to kill you and you come up with terminal something or other before you engage. He's a killer, the scripture says. Come to kill, steal. He's a destroyer. He's come to destroy. So don't wait until Satan has got you under his thumb and he's trying to destroy your family. You engage in faith and you keep him off your family. And you keep him out of your life and out of your money and everything else that concerns you. So the word engage is to take hold, to engage an enemy you have, and to act opposite of being possessed. I mean, you have to act opposite of pressure. You have to act opposite of pursuing. You have to act opposite of just letting the devil come in and take over your life. You gotta do what does the Bible say where the devil's concerned? Resist is the word that the Bible uses. You have to resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so we learn as we walk in faith, as we learn the word of God, we learn how to operate in a state of resistance. Now, one of the main things, and I won't spend any time on this because everybody knows this, but one of the main things you have to resist in walking in the blessing of God instead of the curse of God is you have to resist the rebellion of the world. You have to resist sin. If you're gonna try to live like the world, you will not be able to kill the giants. So you have to make a decision. How do you want to live? I mean, if you're in disobedience, it's hard to win the battle. Let me just say that. It's hard to win the battle. So what do? Well, we got a book here that tells us exactly what to do. Think of that. That's a miracle. People died to get that book in print. We've got a book that tells us what to do. So do we wait until Satan's got us under his thumb and we've been diagnosed with something bad, or wait until we're bankrupt before we decide to tithe? No, we go to the book and we find out what to do ahead of time. And that's why the scripture says the truth, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Make you free. It doesn't say set you free. It says the truth will make you free. So we find out what the scripture says and we begin to do that in our lives. Amen. And we don't wait till the trouble has impacted us and overcome us. And then when trouble comes, what do? We know what the Bible says. We know that by His stripes we were healed. We know that God meets our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So what do? We engage before trouble comes and we engage after trouble comes. We stay engaged. We implement faith. We engage in the battle and in the faith realm. Amen. We don't have to fight the battle. We just have to fight the good fight of faith, and faith will run the enemy off. But I'm just trying to get you today to see you need a lifestyle of this. Don't wait until you're in trouble. You're already backing up and those of you that are here that are in trouble, well, good. Start right now. You can come out of trouble. God will bring you out of trouble. But what we should do is learn as we grow up is to obey God and to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might all the time in the Word of God, which means you got to spend time in it. And so we don't give the devil a shot at us, not a foothold. Hallelujah. So we implement, we engage, we press. The kingdom of God is come and every man presses into it. Kingdom is a word for dominion, the dominion of God, the kingdom, where you are a king and you have a territory, you have dominion over that territory. Now I want to tell you about these giants and I want to give you an example of being engaged in faith, in God, and in action. We can get those in the Old Testament. And I wanted to show Joshua to you today. Let's look at Joshua 1:1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all thy people, all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." Every place, now he's giving, God's giving Joshua his charge. "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." And he told him the territories. "There shall not be any man," verse 5, "there shall not be any man," but the only drawback was, you know, there were giants in the land. But that was not a big deal here. "There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life." Now, these were comforting words, don't you know they were, to Joshua? Here he is. He's seen Moses have to put up with all these people. Now he's seeing I'm going to have to put up with all of them. But God says, "I'll be with you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Glory to God. "Be strong of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Only. Now, we're talking about engaging here. Joshua has got to lead the people following Moses. But he's learned how to engage. He's a military man, and he knows what it means to be engaged. He's engaged in battle after battle after battle and beat the tar out of the enemy. He says, now, you're going to have to be the leader now. And now where he's still going to have to be engaged, but in a different way. "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. And turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest." That's what he tells us today. That's what Ken and I've been living on, and you've been living on for a lot of years. Be strong. Don't be a wimp about spiritual things. Be courageous and do what the word says to do. That's all you have to do to prosper and to walk in victory, even in the New Testament. "According to all the word of God," in the Old Testament, all the law, "according to the law of God, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee," don't deviate. Implement. Press. Engage. Do what you have to do, but don't deviate from the word of God. It's the same thing we're told to do. "That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." You'll prosper everywhere you go. Don't deviate from the word of God, and you'll prosper wherever you go. Now, here's how you get in that condition. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." In other words, you're going to talk the word of God all the time. "But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do it." You meditate in it day and night, you talk it, and you do it according to all that's written therein. "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous." Now, that the Bible holds up that idea all the way through about you do the word and you'll prosper. You obey God and you'll prosper. Disobedience does not prosper, but obedience prospers. Do according to all. You have to act on it. Do it. "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And that is God's will for you and me, to have victory and to increase. But we have to be like the mighty men of valor in the Old Testament. We have to get the word of God, pursue the word of God, walk in the word of God, obey the word of God, not deviate from the word of God, not fold up under pressure, not let things get to us, not let persecution or anything else slow us down. We just keep going right ahead. Just one step right after the other. Whatever situation you're in, and this maybe I'm believing most of you are not in any situation, but if you're in a situation, what do? You keep doing what the Word says. You keep putting that foot in the water. You keep taking step after step after step across that divided sea that God will make for you. And God will tell you things to do, but if you know it's the will of God, take the next step. And then you take the next step. And then you take the next step. He may be calling you into a new business or a new whatever it is. Take the next step. Take the next step. Take the next step. Implement with your faith by obeying God. Glory to God. It'll work. It'll work. But if you just sit around and don't do and you get in disobedience. I mean, Joshua, we didn't get into it very far today. God told him to meditate in the Word day and night, and he'd know what to do, and he'd prosper. And we know that Joshua did everything God told him to do, and he prospered, and he got the job done. It didn't matter that there were giants. I didn't say there wouldn't be any giants. There have been giants along the way. But God is faithful to respond to your faith. What is faith? Faith is acting on the Word of God. And you can learn something from Joshua and the mighty men. They took one step at a time. And they went in and they possessed the land. They engaged the enemy. They put on their battle gear and they whooped toe. I'm telling you, they did it. On our TV, to watch TV, we have a thing that takes out all the curse words. And it puts something else in there. And so otherwise, you couldn't watch TV. And so one of the words it uses for some things, when it says they whoop something, they kick something, is toe. So they whoop toe. I'm telling you, they whoop toe. And they ran those giants out of that land. Those giants wish they'd never seen Joshua and his mighty men. Glory to God. And that's what God wants us to do in the body of Christ. He wants us to rise up strong. To go forward, put our foot in the water, go across on dry ground, do those things He's called us to do. We can do it, people. We can't do it in ourselves, but we're not in ourselves. We're born again in God, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. We have the Word of God. We have direction from the written Word, and we get direction from the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepare to hear from God, activate the Eden blessing, and engage in the Word like never before. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Then, join us at the Days of Refreshing meeting, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thousands of people together on one accord, believing the Word, tapping into that power of that Word. It is life transforming. You'll never be the same.
To find out more about these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Remember, the glory will shine in 2009.
Don't be lazy about spiritual things. Stay engaged. Everything in your life depends on how you obey the Word of God, how you stand in faith, what you say with the words of your mouth. We have an enemy. He's come to kill, to steal, and destroy. But you don't have to let him kill, steal, or destroy you. It's not always easy, and we have to stay on the job because our enemy stays on the job. But we've got an advantage. Jesus has already won the battle for us, and all we have to do is walk in it. Today's offering day, I'm going to pray for your finances. I'm going to break the power of lack over your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every family listening to me right now. Father, we know in your word it's your will for us to have life and to have it more abundantly. We know that we are sowers, we are tithers, and we are blessed, and the windows of heaven are open to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break the power of lack over your life. In Jesus' name, lack, you go, and you leave every family that's listening to my voice. If you are abundant, you have abundant life for us. All we have to do is receive it. We receive it right now. Just say right now, Jesus, I receive the blessing. I receive the blessing that you've brought for me, and I take it into my life and my family. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak increase into your life. I speak over your seed, and I command it to prosper. I command your harvest to increase. I command blessing to come to you in Jesus' name. Walk in faith when you sow your seed and just continually talk, blessing. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. My harvest is here. Thank you, partners, for helping us. You are a blessing. We're preaching the gospel all over the world. You've helped us to do it. And we just thank you, God, and praise you for giving us every partner. Join me next week as I talk on implement, engage, and press. Now you got to get in the action if you want to be blessed, and that's what you need to do. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see the presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glenelg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Words you can build your life upon.